This is Sacrilegious with your host, Gary Latterman.
Greetings and welcome to Sacrilegious, the podcast with me, Gary Latterman, as your host and guide and chief provocateur, I hope. We want this podcast to explore religion, but in unconventional and perhaps surprising terms. Want to really try to have a space for talking about religion without having to talk about Christianity or Buddhism or Islam. That is to say, not to completely exclude those traditions, but not to place so much emphasis on them, and instead really look at the ways in which religion is a cultural phenomena and tied to different aspects of our social lives. Part of the argument, and I hope the discussions here will be looking at how religion isn't what we think it is, and that people are religious in ways they may not recognize. And that's what I want to get to with this podcast, which is called Sacrilegious, which is a bit of a strong term, I understand. But of course, when you're talking about religion, you can't help but be dealing with some strong, provocative, challenging ways of thinking. And that's, again, part of the spirit of this podcast. It's what I would call the religious studies spirit, which is to say we are wanting to think about religion in terms of thinking, in terms of really intellectual and analytical viewpoints, as opposed to simply personal views and personal passions. Of course, you can't help but have those enter into the discussion when you're talking about religion, and that's okay. But still, I'm hoping the frame, the mental frame of engagement here is much more, I don't want to use the word scholarly, that probably would sink the podcast, but somehow a little more, I don't want to say critical either, you know, somehow a little more open-minded and really open to new ways of conceptualizing religion. And that in itself is sacrilegious to some. I think I spent some time pondering the name of this podcast, and I really couldn't get away from sacrilegious. And so certainly one of the layers of meaning for this title for the podcast is exactly that, to really challenge older assumptions and prevailing ways of thinking about religion, going against sort of the popular ways in which media covers religion, going against the ways in which people are brought up, you know, thinking about religion within their own religion. I really want to hopefully create a conversational space where we're, like, you know, able to get outside of the mosque or the synagogue or the church and talk about the dynamic and profound ways people are religious when they go to music concerts, you know, or when they're at home having a family meal, or when they're together with someone that they love, or when people are out in a sporting event or following their favorite team. We'll get to all that, I hope, here and there eventually. But the main point up front at the beginning is just let's throw out everything we think we know about religion and try to reboot that particular concept. Could be very interesting and lead to all kinds of creative and revealing insights about religion. But yeah, let's open it up. And obviously we're talking about spirituality and more, you know, wide-ranging forms of spiritual life and practice. So I want the whole, you know, kind of kit and caboodle in terms of the boundaries of what we may cover in these podcasts. Sacrilegious also, you know, can be very pointed. It's a term that refers to blasphemy, forms of desecration, you know, things that can be quite aggressive. My hope, obviously, is that this title is understood in a much less aggressive way. That is, we can talk in terms of how this new way of thinking and exploring religion is sacrilegious in a kind of softer tone, in a more playful tone, but still provocative and still really trying to get away from the conventional assumptions and ways in which people think about religion. So I want to go at it from a different angle and really try to think of different rules of the game, you might say, different ways in which we identify the playing field of religion. And who the players are, to continue with that metaphor. But you get my point, is that part of the sacrilegious nature of the podcast is to sort of turn everything upside down and highlight the ways in which there is so much evidence or data that speaks to people's religious commitments and involvements that really isn't necessarily tied to the Bible or some form of sacred scripture, and that doesn't only draw from traditional religious resources that you might find in different texts or in different kinds of oral stories, mythologies, if you will, that we all tell ourselves. And that help make sense of the world and our place in it. You know, the resources for our myths certainly aren't coming exclusively from those traditions like, you know, Christianity, Judaism, and so on. What are the myths that we live by? That's a famous phrase, but it sticks. It has traction, and it's a meaningful, important question that has religious implications. So, you know, we really want to move away from the language that we have inherited when talking about religion or thinking about religion or identifying religion. And when you do that, it gets kind of, well, it gets quite interesting, fascinating, and as I like to put it, quite mind-blowing as well. So I hope to blow some minds. Sacrilegious also points to another aspect of religion in our lives and in society, well, today, but I think we'd have to say throughout history. And that is the ways in which religion is such a contested term and really is tied to different kinds of conflicts that really are speaking to the ways in which there's no consensus around religion or the true religion or the right religion. The question of what is sacred has no unifying common answer across humanity and throughout history. What we have instead is a history of conflict over the sacred. That's all there is. The history of religion is definitely the history of conflicts. Certainly, there are obviously stories of cooperation and combinations and, you know, kind of harmonizing of different cultural religious traditions. But I would, as you can tell, emphasize more how the sacred really is a point of conflict, of violence, of kind of boundary maintenance, and has led to all kinds of important historical movements and social upheavals So that's what I like to keep my eye on is again, not so much where do we all come together around the sacred. Again, there I would say it ain't happening. there's nothing, where there's no point where we would all be kind of unified and agreeing on this is sacred. Instead, yeah, we have a lot of very different kinds of answers to that question, what is sacred? And they're often in opposition, if not, in downright kind of open warfare. So that's part of the reasoning for sacrilegious as well. It's just that's the nature of religion. It's always been something that has led to different communities, different societies, different cultures encountering and trying to differentiate themselves and trying to identify, what is profane and who is the enemy as an important, kind of process and thinking about and living through what people identify is sacred in their lives and how they live out their religious lives. So keeping that, I guess to make it less heated, keeping in mind the diversity of religious life and the diversity of what is sacred, in people's lives is what this little broadcast is all about as well. No consensus, and that that's not. I would also just quickly add that's not something that is simply something that exists between different religious traditions and religious cultures. You know what I'm saying? That sense of conflict and contestation is also, a fundamental characteristic of religious traditions, the internal dynamics of religious traditions. So even within Christianity, as we're seeing today, can see throughout history, is a label we put on a lot of different, highly different communities. So to talk about some kind of essence that unites and binds all Christians together around the world, I think is going to get you nowhere. Christianity itself, internally is full of divisions, different ways of reading the Bible, different ways of thinking about ritual, different ways of thinking about Jesus and what Jesus means in, let's just keep it from the moment, in American society. Please, no agreement. I mean, there certainly have been hegemonic, predominant forms of Christianity that have set the rules of the game. Absolutely. But look at around the margins and then even, inside of that, if you go beyond surveys and just over generalizations, you kind of see, again, what the hell is holding all that together? I'd say the same thing about Judaism. I'd say the same thing about Islam, Buddhism, all of these labels that we use to sort of classify what we call world religions and what some of us know is itself a kind of historical fiction that is tied to certain political and ideological as well as intellectual movements, especially in the 19th century. But we won't get into that right now. For now, you're getting the sort of overall picture of sacrilegious and what I'm hoping to do in this little podcast. So, thinking about sacrilegious really, I hope, opens up, not only blows our minds, but kind of opens up new avenues of conversation and with people from different walks of life, not necessarily people who are in charge of a congregation or people who study Reform Judaism or, please, no, evangelical Christianity. I'm just so not interested in that. There are, of course, lots of reasons to study it. I'm not down on anyone who obviously at all contributes to the overall good cause of scholarship. So that's all fine. But at least, you know, talking about my little perspective and tastes and proclivities on this, it's, you know, again, I'd rather talk about rock and roll or drugs or sex. These are the topics I'm more interested in and where I find really, again, where the most religious action is. When you want to talk about what is sacred, I kind of like to go to some of the fundamentals, I would say, and really explore how, you know, people live with their bodies. Let's maybe just leave it at that for now. So those are the kinds of topics that I'm interested in, as well as, you know, the more, well, what I would say is, you know, the sort of most important source and resource for religious values and kind of religious sense of identity and purpose. And that is popular culture. So, you know, again, music, films, entertainment. This is really where I think, if you want to talk about the religious landscape in America, you really need to open up that door and begin to look at, for example, the movie Soul, the recent Pixar release, and the impact that will have on how people think about death. You know, one of the most religious aspects of human life that always, by necessity, brings up the religious imagination, religious concerns, and so on. That film, I think, will be fascinating to discuss and think about. So, you know, music, thinking about celebrities, social media. Listen, you know, that's what I'm about. And so I hope that's sacrilegious to some of you, although I guess you won't listen if that's the case, or you wouldn't be here if you weren't yourself a little inclined to, oh God, I'm not going to say the term think outside the box, but fuck the box, just to kind of think independently. And again, sort of with an open mind about religion. So that's what I'm hoping we're going to be digging into. You can tell just from this short little beginning initial introductory episode where my interests are. I'm hoping to get some guests on here. I am hoping that I can continue and perhaps go even longer for sure in the coming whatever weeks, months, and try to cover some of these topics. To be honest, I also teach. You know, so I'm teaching a two classes this semester. So I'm sure those will kind of obviously intertwine with whatever is going to be coming up on these podcasts for me. Those two classes are American Religious History. So that's a basic kind of introduction to religion in America. And that's a fun one and a crazy ride for me and the students, because we just go through so much so fast. And then the other course that I'll be teaching is Death and Dying, which is another crazy course, one that I've taught for a long, long time, maybe 20 years or so. And that's a popular course that has about 275 students, getting ahead of myself, although there's a waiting list. Again, one I've taught for so long and is deeply meaningful to me, deeply fulfilling to me, and deeply challenging, obviously, especially this time around. So I'm sure I'll be talking quite a bit about that one as well. So that's my plan, or at least for now, my plan. The plan may change, and that's what I like about being a one-man show. I can kind of do what I want. We will see where it goes from here, but I think for now, this is going to give you a taste, a sense of what may be to come. So I hope this wets your whistle and that you have some interest to come back, and I'm looking forward to it. So thanks.